Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of our Vet Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And while you're at it, would you please go check us out on Facebook and Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Go give us a like. I'd really appreciate it. I would consider it a personal favor if you did. And we are going to continue with Vet Sunday here. We're going to go back to our phone call here in just a moment, but I want to let you know that phone lines are open and you can give us a call anytime throughout the rest of the show. Local number 425-373-5527 and toll free 888-298-5569. We were in the middle of a conversation with Celeste and Linwood about her kitty Scamperdoo. We talked to Darcy about Scamperdoo last week, and then we got Dr. Nels involved, and Dr. Bill has been limitedly involved for a while. So, Celeste, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
And, okay, so where are we, Dr. Bill? Did you want to know about the medication? Is Scamperdoo still taking some prednisolone?
Yes, we had upped it to 1.5 a day, so he was getting a half a tablet every 8 hours. And now, a couple days ago, we cut him back to just the one tablet, you know, every 12 hours again, or half a tablet every 12 hours again. What we have noticed, however, is the coughing has gotten a little bit more prevalent.
Oh, okay.
The prednisolone was prescribed due to allergies, and so does the prednisolone have a positive effect or benefit for heart issue, or is it medication that he really doesn't need to be on, I guess is the question.
So you got your crystal ball?
Yeah. Prednisolone or corticosteroid therapy is just one of the approaches that we use for chronic bronchitis or asthma in cats. It's not necessarily the best, but often the most practical. As a patient ages, there are all kinds of other medical issues that go on, and cortisones could be contraindicated, in particular heart disease. So if you feel that someone picked up on a heart issue, and that's a real concern, and that's something that needs to be addressed, because cortisone would be not indicated in that situation. So just as the condition fluctuates, so does the overall health of the patient. And the other thing you want to remember is a little saying I always have is, don't be misled by the obvious. So the obvious is that he's had a long history of allergic bronchitis, but maybe we have another problem. Maybe there's an infection. Maybe there's oral infection. I mean, sometimes you got to start over, unfortunately, and look to see what else is going on. Because
well, in the other current, of course, we're dealing with a 14-and-a-half-year-old cat.
That's my point, is that as they age, other things develop. And so as you age and other conditions develop, then your medical management varies based on those other issues.
Yeah, and some of the things, just, you know, so you all understand, you know, we've got a very limited budget to deal with. And I think, Celeste, I think you had taken Scamperdoo to a vet prior to Dr. Bill. And I think at that point, did they x-ray or radiograph his chest and do some blood work? I think they did. And how long ago was that?
Well, it was a few months before we went to see Dr. Bill. And
but I'm thinking that's got to have been over a couple years ago or at least a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And there was nothing remarkable in the radiographs at that time.
Correct.
Or blood work, right?
No blood work was done, just the
x-ray.
Radiograph. Yes.
Okay.
So if you have a cat that's coughing more, then you got to look at the environment because you can have environmental stimulants. But also there's a lot of veterinarians believe that food hypersensitivities could trigger allergic disease in the lungs.
Now, I can just tell you from history, I know that Celeste and Vihan and Scamperdoo have, in the last, I don't know, whether the last 6 months or so, they've moved from one apartment in the complex to another. So they are actually in a different living environment now. I think you didn't you have Dr. Nels check him for allergies and foods, and that he came up with the fish was better for him?
Right.
And I think he didn't get anything environmentally other than the mint family, mint and catnip.
Correct.
And I think you said there's lots of mint in the community outside, and you do take Scamperdoo out on a leash and walk him, but he doesn't actually ingest any of the mint or anything.
Correct. And where we live now, he is not by the mint that is in the community, and we don't take him in those areas.
Okay. And then I do remember in the emails going back and forth this week, Dr. Nell saying he picked up something in the throat. Darcy felt the same thing. Did he have anything to say about what that related to?
He hasn't said anything to us.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, Bill. What's your best thinking?
So now, before Dr. Bill responds, could I just say?
Sure.
I was listening in about the black coat.
Oh, yeah.
And his black coat is, in fact, turning brownish.
You're right, because Scamperdoo is a big, like, 22-pound cat, but he's mostly black with
correct.
Some white, kind of a tuxedo guy. But I had forgotten that. He has a long hair, but you're right. His black hair has been turning brown.
Yes.
So could the tyrosine deficiency or anything be related to any of this?
I would offer him some of the frozen raw foods.
Frozen raw foods.
Yep, that's what I would do.
And is that the best source of, like, the amino acid tyrosine?
I would have to look that up. I don't want to say from memory.
Oh, okay.
So it's real easy to look up tyrosine sources. But essentially, a lot of it is from meats. So if you did some frozen raw diets as opposed to some canned foods where they're cooked and heated, you'd get a much better chance of getting the nutrients you need.
Celeste, have you ever tried any raw food diets with Scamper?
He was offered a sample of raw food that Christy had here in the community, and he sort of turned his nose up at it.
Okay.
But, you know, these days he eats just, like I said, he eats just about anything.
Okay. Now, have you got something to write with, Celeste?
I am writing.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you write down that tyrosine, tyrosine?
Yes.
So what, she should Google tyrosine sources for cats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Google that and see what comes up.
Okay.
Because Dr. Bill, you would prefer that a cat get the tyrosine from good food rather than a supplement of some kind.
Yeah, and the other thing you're going to get in the good food is all the minerals that you're not getting in the processed foods.
Uh-huh.
So we're actually doing like throwing a blanket over it, you know, we're covering all the bases.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So, yeah, you want to go nutritional first. And that also, if there's any heart disease going on, then there may be some heart organ in some of those raw foods. So I don't know if he has heart disease or not.
Right. We just know that Dr. Nils picked up something kind of out. But he also said it wasn't as bad as it sounded and that it could be balanced. And Darcy also saw what he was talking about and said that it was balanced.
Well, heart disease and cats can go unnoticed for a long period of time.
Really?
And when you see symptoms, sometimes it's way late in the course of the disease.
So let's just. In general, what would people look for heart symptoms in a cat?
You might see increased respirations, some of the serious upfront side effects you'll see is they'll throw a clot and their back legs will become paralyzed.
Oh.
Sometimes that's the first symptom that you see, yeah.
Wow.
Right. So clot formation. You know, all you're going to see is maybe a little increased respiratory rate, which most people won't notice. So it's a tough disease because sometimes the earliest symptom is a severe symptom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what about your immune support products for cats?
He was on some immune chews for a while. I don't remember how that helped or not.
Well, because I brought you some immune chews to try with him, and he either didn't like them or I don't remember. Did you try the immune chews with him?
I come to think of it, I think we did a few, but he was also getting other kinds of treats.
Uh-huh.
And dry food as well as his cat canned food. And so it could have been that, you know, he just got so much other stuff that he wasn't, you know, he wasn't going to eat it because it wasn't his first choice. Now, if it's edible, it's his first choice.
He's not losing weight, is he?
Honey, do you think he's losing weight? Not significantly, I wouldn't say. No.
Weight loss is the other thing you'll see with heart disease, and you can also see weight loss in a cat that's pre-diabetic. And that's, you always have to be concerned about that when you're using long-term steroid therapy in a cat, is pre-diabetic states.
Okay.
So, and is the prednisolone steroid?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
So that's the next thing is, can we wean him off of it?
Well, that's the most ideal, there's no question, but sometimes that's not practical. But it is the ideal to, you know, the next thing you do with those cats is you use inhaler therapy. And there's other types of bronchial dilators in pill form or liquid that we can give to those cats and try to manage it. But the state of the art is you do inhalers with a little cone on their face.
I was going to say, how do you do an inhaler with a cat?
Yeah, it's so,
especially with this one.
Yeah, that's the problem, is most cats aren't up on that too much. But that is the preferred way, because you get a lot less side effects. So using oral cortisone therapy for asthma is like old therapy, but it's practical therapy. But state of the art, just like in a human that has asthma, is they use their inhalers and bronchial dilators and anti-inflammatories.
Okay, now I want to ask another question. Being aware that we've got a very limited budget, you know, and we're a really old cat, if the money was no object, if that wasn't the case, knowing all that you know at this point, what would be the ideal progression of diagnostics that you would do in a case where you could do whatever you wanted to do? What would you do with this cat?
I'd start with a physical exam. And then in a cat of this age group, you do a blood and urine screen, and then you radiograph them. That gives you a large, that's what you call a minimum database for a patient this old, is you want a physical exam. You want blood and urine.
And blood would be what, your geriatric blood
screen.
Chemistry,
yep. Looking,
screening,
yep.
And check urine.
Yep, check. Just looking to see what's right and what's not right.
And then you'd x-ray the...
Then your radiograph. In particular, in this patient, we're looking at a reason for coughing. But you just radiograph the whole cat. You're looking for anything.
Okay, now I have another question related to that. Many years ago, when I was working in veterinary medicine... One of the vets I worked with was Leo Reyes and the Animal Orthopedic Clinic and that kind of stuff. So we did a lot of radiographs and so forth, x-rays. And I remember way back when he told me, and I'm wondering if it still holds true, that he would say you could radiograph or x-ray a patient today, but that what you would see on the x-ray was probably 6 weeks behind what was really going on. Now, of course, this was back in the 70s, probably.
Well, it's just that the symptoms started 6 weeks prior. It's just you can't see the radiographic changes for 6 to 8 weeks.
So that is still true.
You have a lot of inflammation in the lungs, it took weeks for that to get there. The exception is if they recently inhaled something and had an adverse reaction. But in general, that inflammation, if you can see it on the radiograph, it started weeks prior.
Okay. So I was just asking that because we know that Scamperdoo had a radiograph maybe a year and a half to 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it is possible stuff could have been starting then, but it wasn't evident on the film, and that would be a good reason why you would want to x-ray again now.
Yeah, ideally you want to x-ray them when they're clinical. When they're clinically abnormal, you're going to assume you're going to see something.
Yeah, and he's been coughing long enough that if there's something to see, you ought to see it now.
Yes.
So that would be the ideal situation if there were no reasons why we couldn't do it. You'd want to do a physical exam, do blood chemistry and urine and x-ray.
The other thing you do is you just do a 30-day or 60-day trial of immune chews, because that's real simple. And then you say, okay, did that make a difference? May make a difference, it may not. That's simple to do, but it's not ideal.
Okay. I was thinking, Celeste, So what we might want to do, if you, I could bring you, you know, a couple more chews because you give him a half at one a day.
Well, a cat like that.
Court, he'd give him a whole one today.
He'd be at least on a whole chew a day.
I was just thinking the next time, like next Sunday is my Sunday off, so I will be coming, you know, to the Ananda Temple. And so if you help me remember, I could bring you a few immune chews so you could try again to see if he'll eat them now. And then if he is, then you could buy some from Dr. Bill. So let me know if you want me to bring some to church next Sunday.
Okay.
But you'll have to help me remember.
I help you remember. Okay. I'll put that out here in the universe. Remember, choose. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So anything else you want to chat about?
Yes. Yes. Now, when you said weight loss, I know what that's like in human beings. I don't know what significant weight loss is in a cat.
You know, when you run your hand down, if you run your hand down their back and you're kind of feeling... you can feel his skeleton a little bit more than normal. That's usually how you're going to notice weight loss.
Okay, well, we actually weigh our cat.
Okay, then that's the better way of going about it. So if he's lost 8 ounces and his food intake hasn't decreased, then that always, in an old cat, makes me wonder, what's up? We've had weight loss.
Period of time?
A month.
Okay.
If
well,
they
he
lose...
has significant weight loss then.
Yep.
He has had significant weight loss.
Yes. Vihan just came home and weighed him, and he's lost a pound in...
Oops, that's too much.
We weighed him probably a couple months ago, maybe.
Yep. If they were... it's interesting now that you mentioned that Dr. Nels and Darcy... both picked up something in his throat, then we better be checking his thyroid levels because he could be hyperthyroid. Because what you see with hyperthyroid cats is they have a great appetite. And you've said several times that
he wants to eat everything inside.
Yeah, and those cats lose weight, but they eat great, and that's not the right formula. So,
and then, of course, to do that, that requires a blood test.
Yeah,
right?
You got to do blood. So that makes me a little nervous.
Okay.
Yep.
Why does that make you nervous?
Well, if they're hyper, the symptoms, if we stick all those symptoms together, then we can't rule out hyperthyroidism, which is overactive thyroid secretion, which is really common in old cats.
Mm-hmm. Very, very common.
Yeah,
in old
very
cats.
Common. And
and as a matter of fact, Celeste,
yes.
If you guys get on your computer, go to MarthaNorwalk.com.
Uh-huh.
At the bottom of the home page, there's the audio archives.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that and then scroll down. You will find an archived version of Vet Sunday with Dr. Walker Barth from the thyroid clinic. He's the expert in our area on hyperthyroidism in cats.
Uh-huh.
And we did a whole show about it. So you could go back and listen to that show to learn more about hyperthyroidism.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But then...
All right.
So now does that still...
If he's lost a pound, he needs a blood screen.
He needs a blood screen. So that
period.
That really makes that more important.
Yeah, period.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Anything else, Celeste?
So it's okay to continue to taper him off of the prednisolone and just bring him in for a blood test?
Well, yes.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
And then
very
you
much.
Might, you probably want to listen to that show with Dr. Walker Barth to educate yourselves more about this. Because if he does have it, Dr. Bill, then there's options in terms of what we do.
There's two options.
Yeah, two options. Because there's either what?
Medication or radiation
to kill the thyroid sort of thing. But anyway, it's all laid out with that. Dr. Walker Barth is the expert. So you're good. And then help me remember if you want me to bring you immune chews to church next Sunday, okay?
I'll do it. Thank you so
much,
Martha.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Dr. Bill.
My pleasure. Thanks for
blessings.
Calling.
Bye-bye.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. It's the most important part of the show. So without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food sources, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food's exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade all-whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing. Like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. There is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two for dogs, one for skin and coat, one for hip and joint. There's a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other little critters as well. There's also a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. A lot of vets carry it too. You can also go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. Want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And now is probably an appropriate time to let you know that the exception to that would be next Sunday. We are having one of our rare partial preemptions due to a sporting event, and I believe that's Husky women's basketball. And so the show next week will be abbreviated, an hour and a half. It'll start at 9 a.m., be over at 10:30, which is a perfect Sunday then for me to take the time off and go to church. And we are going to run an encore presentation of my recent interview last month with Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. To hear, if you want to hear about the zoo's plans to close the elephant exhibit and why we feel so strongly that these elephants have to go to a sanctuary, not in another zoo, you can listen to that conversation next Sunday, 9 to 10:30. Then Husky women's basketball, and in the following week it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday again, and we will continue the elephant discussion. All right, it is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is in the house. We do have open phone lines, 425-373-5527, toll free 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Interesting that Dr. Bill was just noting when we were talking to Celeste about Scamperdoo. If you were with us last week and heard Darcy, you know, she immediately picked up on something in the throat. Dr. Nels also, when he worked on Scamperdoo, the first thing he saw was the heart thing and the energetics kind of not matching side to side. And he apparently stabilized that. Then he said the next thing he saw was something, you know, in the throat, which he didn't know why he saw it originally, but that's what was coming through now. And then, of course, Dr. Bill, you said...
Well, you got to worry about hyperthyroidism.
Yeah, because I wasn't even thinking about
right,
that.
To build on that is that you also get heart arrhythmias with hyperthyroidism.
Correct. So, that's why we need your brilliant veterinary mind, because I'm thinking, you know, coughing, you know, throat. It totally makes sense. That you could get a heart thing that they'd pick up on, and sure. They both picked up on a throat thing, and now you got we know he wants to eat everything in sight, but we know he's lost a pound. Boy, it's kind of like duh.
Yep, handwriting's on the wall.
Yeah,
we need to be doing some blood work and documenting that. But we can pick up on a physical exam. You can usually feel the thyroid tissue and be
you can okay.
Yep, you can be pretty confident that you've got the problem, and then you go on and confirm that with lab work.
Well, and that's interesting, and that has to be because you felt so many gazillions of cat throats and thyroids over all the years that you know what normal feels like.
All veterinarians, that's just part of the deal.
Okay, now with a hyperthyroid, how does the thyroid feel different? Is it larger, smaller?
Yeah, you just feel a little pea-sized, sometimes very small, but any asymmetry in the glands, one being more prominent than the other, or actually you'll feel a nodule, a bump, a little tiny pebble there that shouldn't be there.
Huh. Well, I'm just getting to see it takes a village, you know, doesn't it? What's that? It takes a village to raise a kid or whatever. Well, it takes a village, takes a team here to figure out what's going on with our animal friends. But that's why we do all the, you know, the cool stuff and the Dr. Nels and the Darcy's and the Jude and Paul's. But we have Dr. Bill here on a regular basis because sometimes he's the one that puts it all together.
Well, you just got to bring it down to earth, you know.
Well, yeah. We need you to keep us grounded.
Yeah.
Because that makes total sense now. Mm-hmm. All right. While we have time, and I want to get to a subject. I mean, there's so many things we can talk about, but this is a subject that I wanted to talk about the last time you were on, and we just didn't have time. And that is this whole shockwave therapy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm remembering, because, you know, I'm certainly not an expert. I've never actually worked with shockwave therapy, but I'm remembering Vet Sunday from years ago, because, of course, you know, we've been on the air for over 20 years, but we used to do a Vet Sunday with you and your friend, you know, your buddy.
Dr.
We called
Brun.
You the Bubba Boys, didn't we? And Dr. John Brun,
right.
Who's in, is he still at North Creek?
No, he's, I guess you could say semi-retired.
He's doing
relief work now.
Oh, okay.
And enjoying it, I believe, so.
All right. But when you guys were doing Vet Sundays with us, shockwave therapy kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he bought one of the first units, so it's a unit that he had, and I think I remember, because this has to be 15 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
At least? Okay. And didn't back then, it sounded like it was not such an easy deal. I know they were using it on horses, but he was using it on small animals, but I think... Am I remembering that he had to have a special room?
No.
That they had to anesthetize and that it was painful? Or what What was the... Well, I want to do the progression. I want you to teach us, educate us.
So back then it was a machine called a Versatron, and that was probably about 11 or 12 years ago, I believe. And it's a handheld... It's got a machine, a box, a unit, and it's got a cable going to a handheld device. And that handheld device delivers a shock wave into the tissues.
Okay.
And that technology is an older technology. Of course, 10 or 12 years ago, which is a long time, the way things evolve today in science. But it delivered a very forceful, painful pulse wave or shock wave into the tissues, and you needed to be anesthetized in order to treat the patient, which is a big disadvantage.
Yeah.
So along comes...
Was it noisy, too? I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think it was really loud.
Yeah, it was really loud and really uncomfortable to use.
Okay.
And so there's a company from Germany, Richard Wolf, who's very big in medical equipment. In fact, I think they developed the Da Vinci surgical robot for human medicine. I believe it's a Wolf company that developed the Da Vinci robotic surgery. These guys are high tech.
Yeah.
And they looked at the shockwave therapy because it's very beneficial for musculoskeletal disease and nerve disease and things like that.
And I think back, where they were using it maybe on bone fractures that weren't healing?
Joints, tendons, and ligaments, fractures, right.
And they healed faster and all that kind
of
stuff. Okay.
Yes. So Wolf looked at the technology and developed a newer approach. Instead of using an electromechanical pulse wave, they figured out a way to use a cone of crystals, run a electrical charge through the crystals. The crystals expand and contract and develop a pulse wave. But this pulse wave doesn't hurt. You can feel it. It's tender. So you can use, it's called piezo wave is the name of the unit.
Huh.
And the piezo wave you can use in an awake patient.
Oh.
I've used it on myself a whole bunch recently.
Really?
For all my ailments. So they're awake. It's not noisy. The unit is very reliable, very well constructed, minimal maintenance. And I just thought, I'd run down how this works. They refer to it as acoustic compression therapy. Yeah,
huh.
It's different than shockwave because shockwave is shocking.
Right.
I was at an American equine practitioners meeting in Louisville about 10 or 12 years ago when I saw the first unit. In fact, one of my equine practitioner classmates bought the first or second one in the U.S. And
these new piezo?
The old shockwave.
The old
and
shockwave, okay.
They had a rating scale on it from 1 to 10. And he says, well, let's just do it on your hand. I said, okay.
Oh, so to you.
Yeah, he did it on level 1.
Yeah.
And it was just like slamming your fist into your palm as hard as you could on level 1.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Wow.
And a lot of equine practitioners with sedation use that unit still on horses. But anyways, fast forward to today. This technology, it's similar technology, but much more advanced. And let me just kind of go over how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
It creates analgesia, and we know that analgesia is a blocking of pain. And there,
and analgesic, you hear that, that means a painkiller.
Exactly,
doesn't it?
It's okay. Painkiller. So we're mechanically creating blocking pain, and this works by hyperstimulation analgesia, which means that this pulse wave goes in, stimulates cell receptors, starts the chemistry of the tissues to work, and it blocks the blocks the fibers that carry the nerve impulse back up to the spinal cord into the brain, and it also stimulates what they call the inhibitory system that will block some of the pain getting from the point of interest to where we perceive pain, spinal cord and above. Then the other things that it does in the system for inflammation is it increases the release of nitric oxide. And nitric oxide dilates your vessels and increases circulation. There's a lot of things that increases nitric oxide. That little loop that we work with.
The Assisi loop.
The Assisi loop increases nitric oxide.
Uh-huh.
This also stimulates vascular endothelial growth factor, and that means that that's the little chemicals that help blood vessels grow so you can get new vascular growth into the areas. Okay, that could help in bone healing and a lot of different things. It stimulates bone morphogenic protein.
Oh.
So that means that it stimulates the little proteins that stimulates bone production. Okay. It stimulates substance P, which is another vague chemical that helps in the healing process. And this is really neat, this last one that they, and this has all been, you know, documented. It stimulates the migration of mesenchymal stem cells. So
okay.
Mesenchymal is a fancy name for tissue.
Okay.
So it stimulates the stem cells in that area to activate and migrate to the area of inflammation.
Huh.
Yeah. So here again, we have, and you know, we got a compression or a pulse wave going through the tissues. But if you think about it, it's just another form of energy. So whether we're working with the Assisi loop, which is a pulsed electromagnetic wave field energy.
Right.
Or we're working with a class 4 laser, which is energy.
And the class 4 laser, is that the hot laser?
Yeah, it's a hot laser.
The hot laser. Okay.
Or we're working with the Erconia laser.
That's the cold laser.
Which is cold laser. Those are all forms of energy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We know the body runs on energy. So this is a different way of getting to it. Now, when you use, and again, you use this on tendon injuries and ligament injuries and arthritis and bone healing. There's certain areas of the body you can't treat with this because when you're running an acoustic wave through the body, you can damage a urinary bladder, you can hurt a liver, you can hurt the lungs because it's a shock wave going through tissue that's not built to take it. So it's mainly for spinal disease and joint disease. But it stimulates healing, you know, and normally what you do with this is you'll do anywhere from 3 to 6 treatments. Usually it's like once a week. And you know, the expense for this type of therapy, you're going to see, runs probably anywhere from $50 to $100 per treatment.
Okay. Now, is this the new unit, the new, the piezo wave,
right.
The one you have,
right?
Is this the same as the older one? It's like a unit within a handheld thing that you use. So it's kind of the same sort of design.
Similar design, but different technology because it stimulates the pulse wave with pulses of electricity that stimulates the ceramic tiles, where the other stuff is more of a mechanical type pulse that's generated.
So they're still using the old stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of
equine. But this new one, you can use, it's being used on humans as well as animals.
Oh, yeah, this was developed for humans.
For humans.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. So it can be both, but it's not painful
or
noisy, so it doesn't require anesthesia.
Well, let's say this, it can be painful. So there's a variation of settings that you can use, and you basically dial it up to where it's just comfortable to use. Because the higher you get on your settings, the more energy you're delivering. And what happens in therapy is that as the inflammation decreases, you can turn up the energy. So when I first use it on some of my joints, if they're pretty tender, I'm using a pretty low setting because it says, that's enough. But as healing improves, you can use less intensity. So let's just give a website. If folks want to look at this type of technology, the best place to go is a friend of mine's site in Madison, Wisconsin, which is www.mtavet.com.
mtavet.com.
That's correct. And this is Joe Thompson's website.
Joe Thompson,
and he has
a
number of different, he's a lot into rehab medicine. And he's got treadmills and all kinds of stuff. And then there'll be links on Joe's site if you want to investigate this technology further.
Okay. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors here. But when we continue, I want to talk just a little bit more about the shockwave stuff. And if you are incorporated into your practice now and When is it appropriate for someone to seek that out, or they come to you? Because, you know, not every vet on every corner has this stuff. Then also a little bit more about the Assisi loop, and can we still get one from you, and when you would recommend that sort of thing. And then I've got something I want to share about, it's all energy stuff, because there's some interesting stuff there. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of our Vet Sunday edition of Animal World already, but we're here until noon today, and 9 a.m. to noon pretty much all Sundays, except next Sunday we're short show 9 to 10:30, but 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is in the house. Just wanted to say you heard about Darcy Pariso. She is our own Animal World, very gifted animal intuitive and communicator and medium. She is here every couple of months and is available, of course, for private sessions. And I've also talked to her about adding some really affordable short sessions, like one issue, one question sort of thing. And so she's going to be adding that to her options of you working with her, which I think will allow a lot more of you to be able to take advantage of her gifts. You also heard about Dr. Nels Rasmussen and NelsHealingMinistry.com. That's the website to go to. Man, what he's doing with the bioenergetic synchronization technique, and speaking of energy, I mean, it's all energy. And he's got some miraculous stuff. A number of cases on his testimonial page, videos of dachshunds, corgis paralyzed from the waist down and with no drugs, no surgery, 4 to 6 treatments, they're walking again. It's pretty amazing. We've had just so many testimonials of from you listeners about what has improved immediately, and some cases that have really shocked me in terms of behavior changing for animals with Dr. Nels working on them. So check them out, NelsHealingMinistry.com and DarcyPariso.com. And also Whispering Dragon, Whispering-Dragon.com. And Jude and Paul have a workshop coming up on Saturday, I think it's January 31st, I believe, and it's playing in the field and learning how to do some of this energetic stuff yourself and shifting things out. I'm going to be there. I think Janice is going to be there. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com. All righty, Dr. Bill, we've been talking about the piezo wave shockwave therapy, and you did say that you've used it on yourself. Now, do you feel it has helped? And is it something you'd recommend doing?
Yeah, I think it's helped, but the problems that I used it on are long term, and it takes time to get them back. And then also part of the therapy is a lot of rest.
Oh, okay.
You know, trying to give it some time to heal, and I guess I'm not too good of a patient because I'm still...
Well, you know, I don't think doctors ever are
well,
they?
Well, it's just, you know, you got to do stuff. So
yeah.
Trying to hold back on things. And one of the areas is my foot, so how do you rest a foot, you know?
Yeah, that's a toughie.
Yeah.
Well, so now you have the unit. Do you plan on keeping the unit?
Essentially, I've got the only unit in the Northwest.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting at. Now, what, for anyone listening, it may be worth a trip, you know, worth coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of patients, in the animal department, what are we looking at, and what would you recommend?
Well,
who would look at this shockwave therapy?
Hips, knees, and elbows.
Hips, knees, and elbows.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Probably the first place. Backs, you can also look at disc disease or back disease. But I think in small animal, hips, knees, and elbows, that's where you see in large breeds of dogs a lot of problems. And so this can be something to try in lieu of some surgical intervention.
I was going to say, for those that don't want to do majorly invasive or, you know, thousands of dollars of surgery,
this is
an alternative.
Or in a joint that's past surgery.
There's too much
damage going on.
Uh-huh.
Then that's the other option is like, well, we missed our window of opportunity for whatever reason, and now we've got a very, you know, sore joint with a lot of degenerative joint disease. And, you know, the patient may not handle Rimadyl, or the tramadol may not be helping, or class 4 laser may not be helping, or XYZ is not helping. It's another tool in the old Batman tool belt,
right,
to try to address the problem.
Okay. And then it's been a long time since we've talked about the Assisi loops.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's all energy, but
yeah,
it's a totally different thing.
Right.
So that's a small little...
It's a round antenna.
Yeah, it's a round,
yeah, it's
like
the
antenna.
Size of a Frisbee.
Yeah, well, the unit itself,
right,
is like a little disc that's maybe, what, 3 inches in diameter, something,
yes,
like that?
Yeah, it's like a...
It could be a little UFO. It's kind of flat and round.
Right.
And then out of that on each side comes a wire, therefore the loop.
The loop, right.
Then that stretches out to a circle about Frisbee size.
Yes.
And then... Yep. If I remember right, it's a temporary thing because the battery lasts for, I don't know, 90 treatments or something.
Yeah,
or,
you get 120 treatments out of that, and essentially you
treat... And a treatment's like 10 minutes or something,
15 minutes twice a day minimum. And now it's a lower energy approach, so with that you very often need to treat 2 to 3 times a day, and you want to treat it for a couple weeks.
And it's such that... you open up the loop, mm-hmm. you push a button that turns, right. you know, you push it, that turns it on.
Right.
And then you just have to
set it next to the
set yeah. it over
the area that hurts.
The area that hurts. It could right. And is this again we use on joints?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I want to tell you. Yeah, let me tell you a story. One of yeah. the, one of the techs at the office has had some dental issues, and she had a really painful root problem.
Uh-huh.
And on you know some narcotics for pain, some codeine or something, and some Motrin, and it's keeping her awake at night. I mean, it hurts. So I brought a loop in. I said, "Here, take this loop home." And the way you put it on when you got a mouth problem is right. you hang the loop on your ear.
Oh.
And it lays right over your mandible and your maxilla, uh-huh. your upper uh-huh. jaw. And she treated herself twice that night. She slept through the night.
Wow.
And that was just for pain.
Wow.
Yeah, she was very impressed.
Wow.
Yep. So you're increasing you know, vascular flow to the area, you're blocking some of the pain receptors, which that's what you need when you got joint disease or you have a bad tooth or you have yeah. Intervertebral disc disease. So, yeah, that's pretty
good.
And
then when we have a listener who researched these loops and then had a knee replacement and mm-hmm. took one with her to the hospital mm-hmm. and started right. using it once the doctor approved
right.
and had a majorly impressive recovery.
Yes.
For the
good
knee.
Point. Yep.
I know I used one, remember when with my little
oh, sure.
feral Sophie kitten, mm-hmm. once she grew up enough, we realized that her tail was kind of like dead.
Right.
You know, the fur, when she puffed out like Halloween cat, the fur mm. would puff out on the tail, but it just hung mm-hmm. limply. She could not control it. It just hung right. mm-hmm. there. So you said, well, what the heck? Let's try an Assisi loop. So I would hold it over the base of her tail, mm-hmm. around the tail. And sure enough, after some treatments, she didn't get the full feeling and ability to control the whole tail back. But she got the ability to control the base of it, mm-hmm. so she can lift it, swing it around,
right.
and it became very functional. Mm-hmm. And in terms of being able to lifting and using it, so that we didn't have to amputate her tail, which is
right.
really great.
So listeners can learn about that also on the mtavet.com website.
www.mtavet.com. And I'm going to have to right. look it up because I remember sometime we did a show with Joe Thompson. We mm-hmm. did a Vet Sunday, I think, with mm-hmm. Joe Thompson. And I'm sure that's probably in our archive shows on the website. Yeah. So marthanorwalk.com, click mm-hmm. on audio archives, scroll down, and hopefully in the description it'll maybe say Vet Sunday, Dr. Bill Burlingame, and Joe Thompson. But anyway, I'll have to go back and look and see yeah. if I can find it in the archives, because that would be a good one to listen to. But it's www.mtavet.com.
Now, the human product is called IVIVI.
Oh.
IVIVI.
IVIVI
loop.
IVIVI loop. So the Assisi
yeah.
is probably directly related to St. Francis.
Could be.
And that they named the Assisi loop for animals.
Right. So the human, this was developed on the human side, and it was really a lot of work done by dermatologists and soft tissue surgeons and cosmetic surgeons. To increase the healing rates when they're doing surgery on the skin.
Uh-huh.
And to manage pain.
And it's such that this is not something that you come to the vet. This is something that you purchase
you
this
buy
little
the unit
the, buy the unit
you
and
take
then,
it home.
And
right.
then you recycle it with batteries when
yep.
it wears out.
Right. They might arrest you if you go to Lowe's and try to stuff that in there because it looks so weird. You might be like, what are you stuffing in there?
And the battery
the battery recycle thing. Yeah.
All right. Well, we have talked our way through another hour, so we're going to close out the second hour, fire up the third hour and final hour of Vet Sunday, your chance to get in with phone calls if you like. And we'll do a quick current events when we come back, and I'll also tell you the energy thing I wanted to bring up. So local number 425-373-5527, toll-free is 888-298-5569. We'll also give away some missing links straight ahead. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.